Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercies. We thank you for all that you have done in our lives. Thank you for what you're doing at the moment. We thank you for great things you will still do for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your power that is producing victories and wonders in our lives and situations. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you, Lord, for glorifying yourself and magnifying your name in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for answers we have received from you to our prayers. We thank you for frustrating the plans and devices of the enemy that were against us. Thank you, Lord, for controlling the situations and affairs and activities of our lives to align with your will and desires for us. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for doors you have opened and that you will ensure that they remain open forever. And we thank you for doors you have closed and that you will make them remain closed forever. Thank you for how you have put the devil to shame concerning our lives. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for your justice. You have enthroned in our lives and situations. Thank you for fighting our battles. Thank you for defending us against the powers of darkness that were stronger than us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for great promises you have made for us. We thank you because by your mighty hand, you shall bring these promises to pass. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for the way you encourage us. We thank you for the way you counsel us, you teach us, you guide us and direct us by your Holy Spirit dwelling in us. Thank you for the way you help our faith to grow strong in you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We also thank you for divine healings and health we enjoy in you. Thank you, Father. We thank you because you have not allowed the desires of the enemy to prevail over us. Thank you for keeping us in perfect peace and safety. Thank you because in our environment, in our nations, where we belong, where we live, there is no chaos, there is no war, there is no insecurity that warrants or that demands that we begin to run helter-skelter looking for survivor. Thank you because you have enthroned your peace and security to prevail even in the environment we live. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be glorified once again in Jesus' name. We thank you for all the previous prayer sessions we have done on this platform. We thank you for how you have worked mightily in our lives through those prayer sessions. We thank you, Lord, because even the one we will be having tonight, you will manifest your greatness in our midst. Thank you, Father. Therefore, Lord, we hand over this session into your hands. Oh, Lord, have your way in this place. Let your power manifest here to deliver, to restore, to deliver, to revive in the name of Jesus. Let your power manifest here to give us great and uncommon victories in the name of Jesus. Let us find help from you. Thank you, Father, because we know you shall do beyond our expectations. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. I strongly believe that He is here for you. Yes, He is here for you. We're going to start with worship songs. And after that, we would go into the prayers. Oh Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, oh Lord, oh Lord, our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, oh Lord, oh Lord, our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How powerful is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, oh Lord, oh Lord, our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord. You're worthy to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Thou art worthy, Lord. Thou art worthy, O Lord. You are worthy to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. We give you glory. We give you glory and honor. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. Until I reach my home. 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 I will never, ever stop my journey. Until I reach my home. Until I reach my home. Until I reach my home. Heaven is my home. Until I reach my home. I will never, ever stop my journey halfway. Oh, until I reach my home. This world is not my home. This world is not my home. Heaven is my home. Heaven is my home. I will never, ever stop my journey halfway. Oh, until I reach my home. This world is not my home. Heaven is my home. Heaven is my home. I will never, ever stop my journey halfway. the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. 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 You are the mighty God, King of Israel, the great I am. Hallelujah. 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 You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. 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 There is none like you. There is none like you, Jesus. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I have searched through all eternity long and found there is none like you. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. You are glorious. You are glorious. So glorious in your ways. You are glorious, Father. You are glorious. So glorious in your ways. Elohim, you are glorious. You are glorious. So glorious in your ways. Adonai, you are glorious. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Yahweh, 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 you are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. All fear is gone. Because I know, because I know, he holds my future. My life is worth a living just because he lives. Because Jesus lives, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, because it is. All fear is gone. All fear is gone. Because I know. Because I know. He holds my future. My life is worth a living just because it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. To the King of Kings, hallelujah. To the Lord of Lords, hallelujah. To El Shaddai, Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name, Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. El Shaddai, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. Lord, we will praise you from everlasting, Jesus, from everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. Lord, we will worship you from everlasting, everlasting Everlasting to everlasting. You are God. Jesus, you are Lord. Jesus, you are God. Jesus, you are Lord. You are Lord, Jesus, all over the universe, all over the universe. You reign as King, all over the nations, all over the nations. You remain the Lord, God of the angels, Lord of hosts, Lord of hosts, Almighty Savior, the great I am. We have come, we have come to give you praise. We have come, we have come to honor your name. We have come, we have come to lift you up. We will praise you forever. We will praise you forever, for you are the Lord. You are God. You are God. Jesus, you are Lord. You are Lord. Jesus, you are God. You are God, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You are Lord. You are Lord, Jesus. All over the universe. All over the universe. You reign as King. You reign as King. All over the nations, all over the nations, you remain the Lord, you remain the Lord, God of the angels, God of the angels, Lord of hosts, Lord of hosts, Almighty Savior, the great I am. We have come, we have come to give you praise. We have come, we have come to honor your name. We have come, Lord Jesus. We have come to lift you up. We will praise you forever. We will praise you forever. For you are the Lord. You are God. You are God. Jesus. You are Lord. You are Lord, Jesus. You are God. You are God, King of glory, Jesus. You are Lord. You are Lord. Hallelujah. Begin to worship Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to worship Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to worship Him. Begin to praise Him. Worship Jesus. Worship Jesus. Worship Jesus. King of glory, we worship You. King of kings, we worship You. Lion of the tribe of Judah, we praise You. Rock of Israel, Rock of ages, Almighty God, Ancient of days, Miracle worker, Mountain mover, Lord of hosts, we worship Your majesty. We worship Your majesty. We worship Your majesty. You are the Lord forever. You are the King of all forever. The Lord of all. The God of all. We worship You, Jesus. You rule over the entire universe. You control times and seasons. You speak and it comes to pass. You enforce Your will upon the nations and governments of the world. We worship You, Father, who is like unto You. For You are highly exalted, far above the heavens and earth, far above the highest height. You alone is the Almighty God. The fullness of strength is in You. The fullness of grace is in You. The fullness of power, authority, dominion is in You. We praise You, El Shaddai. We praise You, El Shaddai. We praise You, El Shaddai. We praise You, Elohim. We praise You, El Elyon. We praise You, Almighty God. Father, we praise You. Father, we praise You. Father, we praise You. You are the God of our salvation. We worship You, Lord. You are so faithful. You are so kind. You are so good. We worship You, Jesus. We worship You, Jesus. You are the power that gives us victories. You are the name that sets us free. You are the strength that upholds us in righteousness. You are the grace we depend on. We worship You, Father. Be glorified forever. Be glorified forever. Be glorified forever. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praises. Amen. You're going to take this prayer of thanksgiving. You're going to say, Father, thank You for being dependable. Thank You for being so faithful. Thank You for being so true. The Bible said His name is faithful and true because He is faithful. That is His name. Faithful and true. Begin to say, Father, thank You for being so faithful in my life that I can depend on You. Thank You for being so true that I can trust in You. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Begin to thank God like that. Begin to thank God like that. Say, Father, thank You for being so faithful in my life. Thank you for being dependable. Thank you for being dependable. Thank you, Jesus, for I can depend on you. I can trust in you. I can rely on you because you are faithful. I can believe in you because you are faithful, because you are true, because you are faithful. Your words are true and faithful. Your words are true and faithful. Your words are true and faithful. I can depend on you. I can rely on you. I can believe in you because you are faithful. You have never failed. You can never fail. You have never failed. And you can never fail. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being so faithful. Thank you, Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for being so faithful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are the same yesterday, the same today, the same forever. Thank you, Jesus, for being so faithful. I can depend on you. I can rely on you. I can believe in you. I can trust in you because you are faithful and true. You are faithful and true. Your promises are true. Your words are true. I can believe in them and succeed. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, let your greatness be revealed in me. Let your greatness be revealed in me. Let your greatness manifest in me. Let your greatness manifest through me, that the whole world may know that you alone is the Lord, that the whole world may know that beside you there is no other God, above you there is no other God. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, manifest your greatness in me. Lord Jesus, manifest your greatness in me. Bishenega deha sisiolo shiate dehadeba. Lord Jesus, manifest your greatness in me. Manifest your greatness through me, that the whole world may know that you alone is the Lord. That the whole world may know that you alone is the King of the universe. That the whole world may know that beside you there is no other, and above you there is no other. Lord Jesus, manifest your greatness in me. Manifest your greatness in me. Manifest your greatness in me. Manifest your greatness through me. Show the world through my life that you are the Lord. through the nations, through my life, that you alone is the Lord. Show the whole world through my life, through my calling, through my ministry, that you alone is the Lord. Manifest your greatness in me, Lord Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Say, Lord Jesus, manifest your greatness in me. Manifest your greatness through me, that the whole world may know that you alone is the Lord. That all nations may know and acknowledge that you alone, Lord Jesus, is the Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray? You're going to say, Lord Jesus, honor my faith in you. By giving me victories. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, honor my faith in you. Glorify my faith in you. By giving me victories. By performing great wonders in my life. Oh Lord, honor my faith in you. For I believe in you. Honor my faith in you. Glorify my faith in you. True victories, by demonstrating victories, by demonstrating your victories, by demonstrating your power, by demonstrating your miracles. Lord Jesus, glorify my faith in you. Begin to pray like that. Mashedegeda diha. Hindehakti jishana balashdena. Glorify my faith in you. Glorify my faith in you. Glorify my faith in you. Honor my faith in you, Lord Jesus. For I believe in you. For I trust in you. Glorify my faith in you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. I believe you're praying. The Bible says that this is the victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith. Our faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Begin to say, Lord Jesus, glorify my faith in you. Glorify my trust in you. Honor my faith in you. Honor my trust in you. It is written that those who trust in the Lord shall not be put to shame. Lord, it is written in your word that those who trust in you shall not be put to shame. Oh Lord, glorify my trust in you by performing victories for me. Honor my faith in you by demonstrating victories in my life, by performing wonders in my life. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, glorify my faith. Glorify my faith. Honor my faith. Honor my faith. For I believe in you. For I trust in you. Honor my faith, Lord Jesus. Honor my faith, Lord Jesus. Mishikahayan bitalalaya. Pierunishusia. Glorify my faith in you, Lord Jesus, for I believe in your power, for I believe in your strength, for I believe in your authority and dominion. Glorify my faith in you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray? You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive strength to rule over the forces of darkness ruling over my life. Yeah, I believe you understand. The forces that are ruling you now, you are ruling them. Say, in the name of Jesus, I receive strength to rule over the forces of darkness controlling my life, to rule over the forces of darkness oppressing my life, to rule over the forces of darkness ruling my life. I receive strength now in the name of Jesus. Oh, begin to pray like that. Say, I receive strength. I receive strength. Begin to say, I receive strength. Begin to say, I receive strength. Begin to say, I receive power. Say, I receive power. Say, I receive fire. Say, I receive fire. Say, I receive strength to rule over the forces of darkness that are ruling over my life. I receive strength to oppress my oppressors. I receive strength to overcome the powers controlling my life and daily activities. I receive strength now. In the name of Jesus, I receive strength. I receive fire. I receive anointing. I receive strength. I receive fire. I receive grace. I receive anointing to rule over the forces of darkness, ruling over my life, career, and destiny. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I receive strength. I receive power to rule over the forces of hell and the kingdoms of darkness that are ruling over me, that are ruling over my destiny, ruling over my calling, ruling over my marriage, ruling over my ministry. I receive strength to rule over them all right now in the name of Jesus. For it is written that he who comes from above is above all. And I am in Jesus. If Jesus is above all, then I who is in him is also above all. If Jesus is highly lifted above principalities and darkness, then I am also highly lifted above principalities and powers of darkness. Therefore, I take my place of dominion that is in Christ Jesus. I take my place of authority that is in Christ Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, I take my place of power that is in Christ Jesus to rule and dominate all forces of hell, to rule and dominate all forces of witchcraft, to rule and dominate all forces of darkness. Begin to say, I take my place of dominion that is in Christ Jesus. I take my place of power and authority and strength that is in Christ Jesus to rule over principalities and powers of darkness, to rule over rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. I take my place of authority now. In the name of Jesus, I ascend to my place of dominion that is in Christ Jesus. My body ascend to that place. My soul ascend to that place. My spirit ascend to that place. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let the ground open and swallow every presence and activities of darkness going on in my life. Let the ground open and swallow them whole. Presence of darkness, operations of darkness, influences of darkness, activities of darkness going on around me, going on in my environment. Lord, let the ground open and swallow them all. Let the ground open and swallow them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. As it were in the time of Moses, that the enemies of God and the enemies of Israel were swallowed by the ground. Therefore, let the ground open. Let the ground open and swallow all activities and presence of darkness and demons in my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus. As it were in the time of Moses, when the ground opened and swallowed the enemies of Moses and the enemies of his destiny and ministry, therefore let the ground open and swallow every presence and oppressions, personalities of darkness afflicting my life, attacking my life. Let the ground open and swallow them up. Let the ground open and swallow them up. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every serpent and scorpion of darkness, every creature of darkness in my environment, attacking my life, attacking my destiny. Right now, let the ground open and swallow them up forever. In the name of Jesus, let them never be seen anymore. Let them be wiped out of existence. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Let the ground open. Let the ground open. Let the earth open and swallow them up. Every presence of darkness in my life, everything in my life that should not be there, everything the kingdom of darkness have put in my life that should not be there, every works of darkness going on in my life, let the ground open and swallow them up right now. Thank you, Lord. Every presence of darkness, works of the devil, works of witchcraft, devices of darkness, instruments of darkness, creatures of darkness going on in my environment, going on in my life, going on in my calling, my marriage, my destiny, my home, my environment. Let the ground open and swallow them whole. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let them be wiped out of the earth. Let them be wiped out of existence. Let the earth open and swallow them forever. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I receive the honor the Lord has commanded for my life at this time. Because I'm saying it in the spirit, how some of you will be honored. You know, when something happened in your life and then they are saying congratulations. Congratulations. Yeah, something like that. That's what I'm saying in the spirit. Yeah, and that is why I'm calling this prayer point. Yeah, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, I receive the honor God has commanded for me at this time. The honor that the Lord has ordained for me at this time. You're going to say, I receive it in the name of Jesus. Hope you want to pray like that. Hope you want to pray like that. Say, the honor that the Lord has ordained for my life, for my ministry, for my career, for my academics, for my profession, for my occupation, the honor that the Lord has ordained for my marriage, for my calling, for my destiny, I receive it now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. I receive it. 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 In the name of Jesus, the honor that heaven has ordained for my life at this time. The honor that heaven has authorized for my life, calling, ministry, destiny. At this time, I receive it in Jesus' name. The honor and celebration. The honor and celebration that heaven has ordained for my life, calling, and destiny. For this time of my life, I receive it now. I receive it now. I receive it now. Ijishi inendeta. Milishti hosu siageshinimala. Thank you, Lord. I receive it now. I receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I speak over your life that honor will appear in your life. Whether the devil likes it or not, whether witchcraft agrees or not, that honor heaven has authorized for you for this time shall appear in your life in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. Maybe there is the there is a thing of shame going on in your life right now. There are appearances of shame. I mean, the fact that those things are happening to you now is bringing shame on your life. It's causing shame. Yeah, God is about to destroy such things. God is about to end such things. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, let your fire manifest in my life and destroy everything going on in my life, causing shame in my life. Say, Lord Jesus, let your fire manifest in my life and destroy every shameful thing, every shameful situation, every shameful element, shameful thing. Let your fire terminate them. Let your fire end them. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Maybe there are circumstances or situations. Yeah. Whatever it is. Say, Lord Jesus, let your fire appear in my life and end them. Thank you, Lord. Let your fire appear in my life and end them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Everything going on in my life that is bringing shame upon my life, let the fire of God terminate them now. Whatsoever is going on in my career, whatsoever is going on in my marriage, whatsoever is going on in my environment, in my calling, in my ministry, that is bringing shame on my life, let the fire of the Lord destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Lord terminate them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. If you look at the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 19. The book of Revelation, chapter 19, verse 11. It says, and I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. Yeah, Revelation chapter 19 verse 11. It says, and I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. And Jesus is that person that sat on the white horse. Jesus is that person that sat on the white horse. And in righteousness, he executes judgment and make war. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Jesus, appear in my life. Execute judgment. You're going to say, Jesus, appear in my life. Execute judgment on everything that is contrary to your will and purposes for my life. You're going to say, Jesus, appear in my life. Execute judgment. Thank you, Lord. Execute judgment on everything that is contrary to your will and purposes for my life and destiny. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. The one who sat on the white horse is the Lord Jesus. In righteousness, he judge and make war. Begin to say, Jesus, appear in my life. Jesus, appear in my calling. Jesus, appear in my destiny. Jesus, appear in my ministry. Appear in my career. Execute judgment on everything that does not align with your will. Execute judgment. Execute judgment concerning my destiny. Execute judgment concerning the manifestation of my calling. Jesus, execute judgment. Thank you, Lord. Execute judgment concerning my progress. Lord Jesus, appear and execute judgment. For you make war in righteousness, and you have never lost a fight. You can never lose in a fight. Lord Jesus, appear in my life concerning my progress, concerning my success, concerning the fulfillment of my destiny. Thank you, Lord. Concerning my elevation in life, Lord Jesus, appear and execute judgment. Execute judgment. Execute judgment concerning my ministry. Lord Jesus, appear and execute judgment. Let your will be done. In the name of Jesus, execute judgment, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. There is no force of hell, no power of darkness that can face Jesus face to face and win. They have not existed. Yeah, how can a creature face the Creator and win? It's not possible. It's not possible. No witchcraft can look into Jesus' eyes face to face and win. No devil can do that. No darkness can do that. So you're going to pray. The Lord Jesus needs to appear in your life. Because once he appears as he is, yeah, I'm not saying that Jesus is not in your life. Of course, Jesus is in your life by faith as a Christian. We believe that Jesus is in us and that we are in Jesus. But I'm talking about when Jesus appears as he is in glory. When Jesus appears in your life as he is in glory and dominion and power, no devil can survive. In fact, they cannot even stay. They have to run for their lives. Yeah, so the Lord Jesus need to appear in your life like that. As we have seen it in this book, in this Revelation. Revelation chapter 19, verse 11. Yeah, he said, he that sat upon him was called faithful and true. He that sat upon the white horse. And that in righteousness that person executes judgment and he make war. So you are going to pray. You are going to raise up your right hand. You are going to say, Lord Jesus, appear in my life. Appear as you are in my life. Execute judgment on the forces of darkness that have refused to let me move forward. Forces of darkness that have refused to let me succeed. Forces of hell that have refused to let me grow. Lord Jesus, appear as you are in my life and waste them all. Waste them all. Begin to pray like that. Gihashira Takta Shadana. Meli Jesus Yanadishda. Dekti Jinanana Giliagda. Lord Jesus, appear in my life as you are. Thank you, Lord. Execute judgment against the forces of hell, the forces of sin, the forces of darkness that have refused to let go of my life, the forces of witches and wizards that have refused to let go of my life and destiny. Oh Lord, appear as you are in my life. Waste them all. In righteousness, waste them all. Consume them all. Continue to pray like that. Appear in my life as you are, Lord Jesus. Appear in my life as you are, Lord Jesus. Execute judgment on the forces of hell that have refused to let go of my life. The forces of hell that have refused to let go of my finances. The forces of hell that have refused to let go of my calling, to let go of my ministry, to let go of my spiritual life, spiritual walk with you. Oh Lord, appear and consume them all. In righteousness, consume them all. Thank you, Lord. Waste them all. Waste them all. Forces of hell. Forces of witchcraft. That have refused to let go of my life. To let go of my calling and destiny. Thank you, Lord. Waste them all, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. Let's look at how Jesus appeared in this Revelation chapter 19. Yeah, in verse 12, it says, his eyes were as a flame of fire. His eyes were as a flame of fire. And on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. His eyes We as a flame of fire. Yeah. So what does that mean? It means that his eyes burns. Yeah. His eyes alone burns. Yeah. Not only that, he has fire in his eyes, but his eyes can release fire. That's what it means. A fire can come out of his eyes. Yeah. So if let's say he's looking at something and he doesn't want that thing to be there, just as he's looking at that thing, they are gone. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. Let's say Jesus appeared in your house now, and then he saw something on you that should not be there. Let's say he saw a problem in your body that should not be there. I'm just giving an example. Yeah. Or let's say he saw a demon that should not be there. Just looking at that demon alone means that demon is gone. Yeah. So the fire in his eyes eliminates everything. Just by looking at that thing is gone. Yeah, the fire in his eyes destroys his enemies. And even in his mouth, there is sword in his mouth. Yeah, there are other parts of Revelation that also shows us that the personality of Jesus is such that his mouth has sword. Yeah, his mouth can, you know, it can, sword comes out of his mouth. Yeah, that is it. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, appear as you are in my life, and with the fire in your eyes, destroy everything you do not want to see in my life. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, appear as you are in my life, and with the fire in your eyes, destroy everything you don't want to see in my life. Destroy everything you don't want to see in my life. Begin to pray like that. This prayer, you have to pray it seriously. You have to be desperate about this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, appear as you are. As you are in Revelation chapter 19, verse 11 and 12. Lord Jesus, appear as you are. And with the fire in your eyes, destroy everything you don't want to see. Everything you don't want to see in my body. Everything you don't want to see in my soul. Everything you don't want to see in my spirit. Everything you don't want to see in my environment. In the place that I live. Lord Jesus, appear as you are. And with the fire in your eyes, begin to consume them all. Thank you, Lord. Begin to destroy them all. Begin to destroy them all. Thank you, Lord. Don't stop praying. Say, Lord Jesus, with the fire in your eyes, thank you, Lord. Consume them all. Every appearance in my life that you don't want to see. Thank you, Lord. Every appearance in my life that is against you, that is against your nature, that is against your presence, against your light, against your will, with the fire in your eyes, thank you, Lord. Consume them all. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You also need to know that the Lord Jesus can manifest himself as he is through you. Yeah. Or how will I put it? Maybe I should call it, he can make your body his body. He can make your spirit his spirit. Yeah. Or maybe you can say he can make your soul his soul. I'm just trying to speak in a term or in a way that you will easily understand. The Lord Jesus can manifest himself through you, becoming you. Yeah, so something like that. Manifesting as you, or you manifesting him as he is. You manifesting him as he is, such that as he is, you begin to manifest like that. Yeah, such that your appearance means his appearance. Your sight means his sight. Your talking or your speech means his speech. Yeah, that is a very high level of how will I put it now? That is a very high level of manifesting God's fullness, if I can put it that way. Yeah, a very high level or maybe I should say high level of baptism in God, where he becomes you. You appear, or you manifest him. You appear as though he is you, even though he is not. You are not him, but then you appear as though you are him. And at that moment, a lot of things begin to happen. A lot of things begin to happen. So you're going to pray. It's more or less like Jesus possessing you as he is in glory, such that when the enemy see your eyes, they see his eyes. Yeah. When you talk, it's not you that talk anymore, it's Jesus that talks. Yeah, that is what I'm talking about. A very high level of manifesting Jesus. Yeah, a very high level of manifesting Jesus. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, manifest yourself through me as you are in glory in this earth. Manifest yourself through me in this earth as you are in glory. So, Lord Jesus, manifest yourself through me in this earth as you are in glory. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, manifest yourself through me in the head as you are in glory. Let the world see me and see you. Let darkness look at me and see you. Let devils look at me and see you. Let the kingdoms of darkness look at me and see you. Lord Jesus, manifest yourself through me in this earth as you are in glory. That my eyes become your eyes. That my body becomes your body. That my spirit becomes your spirit. Lord Jesus, manifest yourself through me in this earth as you are in glory. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It is possible. It can happen to you. It is possible. It is possible. Mashidegadaria. Say, Lord Jesus, baptize me into your fullness such that I manifest you in the earth as you are in glory. That when I appear, you appear. When I talk, it means you talk. That the world will see me and see you. In the name of Jesus, manifest yourself through me in this earth as you are in glory. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, this kind of manifestation of Jesus that I've just talked about is not for those who have not lost their lives. Yeah. It's not for those who still cling to their lives. It's only for those who have lost their lives. Yeah, it's not for those who still cling to their lives. But when you have lost your life to Jesus, you have given up your life. You have handed over your life. And you now take his own life. You drop down your life and you take up his own life. Those are the kind of people that can experience this manifestation I've just talked about. Yeah. So you're going to pray. Thank you, Lord. You're going to pray. You're going to say, I lay down my life for your life, Lord Jesus. You're going to say, I lay down my life for your life, Lord Jesus. Let me be filled with your life, or fill me with your life. Fill me with your life. Say, I lay down my life for your life, Lord Jesus. Fill me with your life. Fill me with your nature. Fill me with your life. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. You cannot cling to your life and have the life of Christ. It's not possible. You have to live one for one. You have to lose one to gain one. Apostle Paul said that everything he has attained in this world, he dumped them, just like you carry a waste bag, a dust bin, and then you go and dump it and throw it away. He said he counted all of it as dung, as waste, so that he might gain Christ. Yeah, so until you throw away your life completely, you cannot gain Christ. You can't gain the life of Christ. You can't. Say, I lay down my life for your life, Lord Jesus. Fill me with your life. Say, I lay down my life for your life, Lord Jesus. Fill me with your life. Fill me with your life. There is nothing in this world. There is nothing in this world. There is nothing in this world. And there is nothing in the life that is in this world. Nothing. Everything you are gaining and piling up, they will all perish. No future for them. Everything in this world, no future for them. The only future for them is destruction. Only the life in Christ has future. Yeah. Say, Lord Jesus, I lay down my life for your life. Fill me with your life. Fill me with your nature. In the name of Jesus. I don't know if you really care about this kind of prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, I lay down my life for your life. I don't want to live my life anymore. I want to live your life. Fill me with your life. Thank you, Father. So that I can manifest who you are in glory here in the earth. Fill me with your life, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, another thing that a fire burning in the eyes of Jesus, another thing it means is the fact that his personality is no place for darkness. His personality has no room for darkness. His mind, you know, the eyes is on the head, and the eyes is one of the gates to the mind. Yeah, so the eyes of Jesus is burning like flames because in his mind is no darkness. In his brain, in his body, there's no darkness there. In fact, they can't survive there. They can't survive there. So the same with you. You are a son of God. The same thing should be with you. There should be a fire burning in you 24/7, non-stop, that no darkness can stay. No unclean thoughts can stay. I mean, they will not be able to stay because they can't survive. No unclean thoughts, no pollution, no corruption will be able to stay, just as fire is burning in the eyes of Jesus. The same way fire should be burning in you, in your head, in your brain, in your mind, that no darkness will be able to stay there. So you're going to pray. All these things, they are not fictions. This is the word of God. These are realities. Yeah, these things, they are real. They are spiritual realities, and you can experience them. It can happen in you if you desire it. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of Jesus begin to burn non-stop in me, such that no darkness will be able to survive in me, such that no element of hell, no element of sin, no element of pollution will be able to survive in me. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Begin to pray like that. No serpent can near fire. They will run. They will run for their lives. No devil can near fire. Begin to say, let the fire of Jesus begin to burn in me 24/7. Let the fire of Jesus begin to burn in my eyes, in my mind, in my brain, in my blood vessels, in my organs, in the body, in my tissues, in every part of me. Let the fire of Jesus begin to burn 24/7, such that no darkness will be able to survive, such that no darkness will be able to survive in me. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of Jesus burn. Let the fire of Jesus burn. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. So let the fire of Jesus burn in me without stopping. Without stopping. In my spirit, let it burn. In my soul, let it burn. In my bodies, let it burn. The fire of Jesus, the fire of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let no darkness be able to live in me. Let no corruption, no pollution be able to survive in me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you need to know that victory starts from within. Yeah, victory does not start from the outside. Victory starts from the inside. Yeah, that is why you cannot win on the outside when you have not won on the inside. There are some demons that can't look. They can't look at my eyes. Yeah. Why? Because I have conquered them on my inside. Yeah, so if they look at me, all they will keep saying is defeat. I mean, they'll keep saying that, oh, this man will kill me. This man will destroy me. They'll be afraid because I have already conquered them inside of me. So when those demons look at me, they become weak because they know they cannot win me because I've already won them in their reigns. So when they look at me and they see that I have won them on the inside, they run. So that is how it is in the realm of the spirit, or concerning spiritual things. That is how it is. So the victory you have not attained inside of you, you can't see it happen on the outside. It's not possible. Yeah. So victory starts from the inside. Yeah. It starts from the inside. It starts from the inside. Even when it comes to healing and health. Yeah. You must have defeated the sickness on your inside. That is why it happens by faith. You must have conquered it on the inside before it happens on the outside. So if let's say for instance it happens to you on the outside, it means somebody has conquered it for you. It means the faith of somebody worked for you. So all these things are there's a protocol for all these things. There are spiritual rules for all these things. So victory will always start from the inside before you see it on the outside. Yeah, if you believe in another way concerning this matter, you are wrong. Yeah. What I've just said is the truth. Yeah. If you think there's another way to victory, you will still come to acknowledge that what I have just said is the truth. It will always start from within. It doesn't start from the outside. It will always start from within. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. Thank you, Lord. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, help me to attain victories within me. Help me to attain victories in the realms of the soul. Help me to attain victories in the realms of the mind. Help me to attain victories in the realm of my spirit. In the realms of my spirit. So Lord Jesus, help me so that I can be victorious on the outside. Help me to attain victories in the realms within me. There are realms within you, billions of realms within you, within your soul, billions of realms. So Lord Jesus, help me to attain victories in the realms within me, so that I can see victories on the outside. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Even if you don't fully understand, just pray like that. Pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, help me. Help me, thank you, Lord. Help me to attain victories in the realms within me. In the realms within my soul, in the realms within my mind, in the realms within my human spirit. Lord Jesus, help me to attain victories. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. In the realms within my feelings, the realms within your body system, your hormones or emotions, there are realms within your emotions. There are realms within your feelings, your thoughts, your mind. There are realms there, billions of them, a lot of them. So Lord Jesus, help me to attain victories. In the name of Jesus. If at this time you still cannot control hunger, you have a great problem. If at this time you still cannot control pride, you have a great problem. If at this time you still cannot control lust, you have a great problem. So Lord Jesus, help me to attain victories in the realms within me. If you still cannot control fear and doubts, you have a great problem. So Lord Jesus, help me. I don't know if you are so concerned about this matter. So Lord Jesus, help me. Help me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Help me to attain victories in all the realms within me, so that I can command victories in the outside world. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, let's look at another thing in that in those verses. Revelation chapter 19, verse 12 says that that on his head were many crowns. On the head of Jesus were many crowns. What does that mean? What does that mean? It means that he is a warrior. Yeah, in the realm of the spirit, they crown you based on how much territories you have conquered. They crown you based on how much territories you have conquered. So if you have conquered a territory, they give you a crown as the ruler over that territory, as the controller over that realm, meaning that anything you want to happen in that realm can happen. You have authority over that realm. So Jesus had many crowns on his head because he is a warrior and he has conquered realms. Billions of realms. He has conquered territories. So the same thing should happen to you as a son of God. Because you are a son of God. Yeah. Anyone that is born of God is a son of God. Yeah. The same thing should happen to you. How many realms have you conquered? How many territories have you conquered? You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I receive grace. Thank you, Lord. You're going to say, I receive grace to conquer realms and territories in the name of the Lord for the kingdom of God, for Jesus, You're going to say, I receive grace to conquer realms and territories in the name of the Lord, for the kingdom of God, and for Jesus Christ. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The territory of your family, have you conquered it? Have you conquered your family? I mean, your extended family. Have you conquered that territory? The family of your father's house, have you conquered it for Jesus? The family of your mother's house, have you conquered it for Jesus? Have you conquered the territory of the environment you are living? Have you conquered the territory in your place of work? Have you conquered the territory in the place you are doing ministry, if you are a minister of God? Have you conquered the territory in that place? Talk to God. Say, I receive grace to conquer realms and territories in the name of the Lord. Say, I receive grace to conquer realms and territories for Jesus Christ. Say, I receive grace to conquer realms and territories, thank you, Lord, for the kingdom of God. Say, I receive grace. Say, I receive grace. I receive grace to conquer the territory of my father's house. I receive grace to conquer the territory of my mother's house. I receive grace to conquer the territory of the environment I live, of the nation I live, of the community I live. I receive grace to conquer territories for Jesus, for the will of God. I receive grace to conquer territories for the will of God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We are still praying. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. Thank you, Lord. You're going to say, by my authority in Christ Jesus, I decree complete destruction over every witchcraft standing against the fulfillment of my destiny. You're going to say, by my authority in Christ Jesus, I decree complete destruction over every witchcraft standing against the fulfillment of my destiny. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, by my authority in Christ Jesus. Say, by my authority in Christ Jesus, I decree complete destruction. Complete destruction. Complete destruction over every witchcraft standing against the fulfillment of my destiny. In the name of Jesus. Complete destruction. Complete destruction. Complete destruction. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Environmental witchcraft.
ancestral witchcraft. Witchcraft in the house of God. Witchcraft in my family. Standing against the fulfillment of my destiny. Receive complete destruction right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Environmental witchcraft. Ancestral witchcraft. Witchcraft in my family. Witchcraft in the church. Standing against the fulfillment of my destiny. Receive complete destruction right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have four more prayer points. Yeah, you need to know that the realm of witchcraft is deeper than what many of you know. Witchcraft is more than witch doctors, witches, and wizards. Witchcraft is more than that. Yeah. In fact, some people, they have witchcraft and they don't even know that they have it. Some people are practicing witchcraft and they don't even know that they are practicing witchcraft. Yeah. Yeah, so the realm of witchcraft is a very big realm on its own. Yeah, that many people access, some consciously, some unconsciously. Yeah. So you are going to pray, and that realm controls the head. Is a realm that has ability to control things in the head. Especially the fears of men, to control it against the will of God. So it's a very strong and powerful realm. The realm of witchcraft is a very strong realm that works in the head. And the main aim is to control everyone and everything against the will of God and against the plans of God. Yeah, and a lot of pastors are in that realm. A lot of prophets are there. Witches, witch doctors are there. Witches and wizards are there. Even marine spirits, they are also in the realm of witchcraft. Marine agents, people that work in the marine world, they are also in that realm. Yeah, I mean people that walk in the kingdom of darkness beneath the sea, they are also in the realm of witchcraft. Yeah, a lot of people are there, some consciously, some unconsciously. They are all in the realm of witchcraft. That is why the best way to be free of that realm is when you are fully surrendered your life to Christ. When you have lost your will to embrace God's will, then you won't find yourself there. I mean, you won't become one of them. Yeah, but anyone that have exalted his own will above the will of God, somehow we enter into the realm of witchcraft, whether they know or not. So a lot of prophets are there. A lot of people who have spiritual gifts, they are there. They are in the realm of witchcraft. Yeah, so you are going to pray. If you're going to pray like this, you're going to say, let the fire of God manifest against every realm of witchcraft that is stopping me from becoming who God says I am. You're going to say, let the fire of God manifest against. Let the fire of God fight every realm of witchcraft, stopping me from becoming who God says I am. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Because that realm, they don't want the will of God to happen in your life. They hate to see it happen. They don't want the plans of God to happen in your life. So begin to say, let the fire of God manifest to crush, to destroy realms of witchcraft that does not want me to become who God says I am. That does not want me to fulfill my divine purpose in the head. Let the fire of God manifest to destroy them. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let the fire of God destroy realms of witchcraft that have determined to stop me from becoming who God says I am. Let the fire of God manifest to destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Let the fire of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have three more prayer points. The realms of witchcraft, they can also enslave your finances. They can place a limit on your finances. They can say that your finances will not grow beyond a certain level. And it will be just like that until you are victorious. It will be just like that. Just like that. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God appear in every realm of witchcraft, holding my finances captive, to release them now. Thank you, Lord. So let the fire of God appear in every realm of witchcraft, holding my finances captive, to release them now. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. Let the fire of God, let the fire of God appear in every realm of witchcraft, holding my finances captive, holding my riches and wealth captive. Let the fire of God appear there now to release my treasures, to release my fortunes, to release my finances, to release my wealth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. We have two more prayer points. Yeah, you know that in that verse, Revelation 19, verse 12, it says that there were many crowns on his head. Yeah, there were many crowns on his head. Yeah. Until you win. And don't stop fighting. Until you win, don't stop. That is what the Spirit of God is telling me to. That is what the Spirit of God is saying to you now. Yeah. Until you conquer, don't stop fighting. Don't stop fighting. You might have been fighting for years, but don't stop. Yeah, don't feel like don't feel discouraged. Don't feel like I've been doing this and I've not seen anything change. Don't welcome that kind of thought. Don't stop fighting. Why? Because the crown is waiting for you. The crown is waiting for you. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Everything you know to do, continue to do it. The fasting you know to do, continue to fast. The prayers you can pray, continue to pray. Don't stop. Because your crown is waiting for you. Your crown is waiting for you. You're going to pray. You're going to say, I receive grace to fight until I get my crown. Yeah. You're going to say, I receive grace to fight until I obtain the promise. You're going to say, I receive grace to fight until I possess my possessions. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit is able to give you the grace. Because it is a sin to stop fighting. If you have not won yet, if you have not attained victory, you must not stop. It is a sin to stop fighting. Say, Holy Spirit, give me the grace. The Holy Spirit, give me the grace to continue to fight until I get my crown, until I attain victory, until I possess my possession, until I obtain the promise. The Bible says we should be followers of those who through faith and patience obtain the promise. Through faith and patience, they obtained the promise. They refused to stop fighting. Say, I receive grace. Thank you, Lord. See, I receive grace. I receive grace to continue to fight till I get my crown in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. When you get the crown, you will know that you have gotten the crown. When you get the victory, you will know that you have gotten the victory. When you are above your enemies, you will know that you are above. Yeah, this is not something that you can fake. It's not something you can fake. When you are there, you will know that you are there. You will know. It's a reality. You will know. When you have won, you will know you have won. Except you have not yet won. Say, God, give me the grace to fight till the end. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to see a Lord Jesus manifest your voice to me. Manifest your voice in me so that I can attain complete victory. Say, Lord Jesus, manifest your voice to me. When you hear his voice, you will know. Say, Lord Jesus, manifest your voice to me so that I can attain complete victory. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Kijishe anishido dihalangala. Merishdaha sijinagala. Say, Lord Jesus, manifest your voice in me. Manifest your voice in me. I want to be victorious. Your voice that leads men to victory. Your voice that leads men to victory. I want to hear that voice. You might have been hearing all kinds of voice, and yet you are not yet victorious. There is a voice you will hear, and it will lead you to victory. I think you should seek for that voice. There is a voice you will hear, and it will lead you into victory. It will guide you into victory. Thank you, Lord. It will instruct you into victory. I mean, it will instruct you till you get victory. So, Lord Jesus, manifest your voice in me. Manifest your voice to me. Thank you, Lord. So that I can attain complete victory. So that I can have complete victory. Thank you, Lord. Manifest your voice in me. Manifest your voice to me. Thank you, Jesus. Manifest your voice in me. Manifest your voice to me. Manifest your voice in me. Manifest your voice to me. I believe you're praying. Thank you, Lord. Manifest your voice in me. Thank you, Lord. For complete victory. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are going to stop here as I pray for you. I'll raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Oh Lord, we are grateful. Jesus, we are thankful. Thank you for all that you have done during the course of this prayer session. Thank you for all that you have revealed. Thank you for all that you have taught us. Thank you, Lord, for your light that is shining on our lives, exposing all forms of darkness. Thank you, Lord. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, I stand as your servant. And I ask that concerning everyone that have joined in this session, let your grace speak for your people in the name of Jesus. Father, let your mercy speak for everyone. In the name of Jesus, let the strength of the Lord appear in your life right now for perfection, for perfection, for perfection of everything in your life. Let the strength of the Lord appear in your life right now in Jesus' name. For performance of the will of God in your life. Let the power of God manifest in your life. I decree, let the power of God manifest in your life. Let the power of God manifest in your life for performance of the will of God in your life. Right now, in Jesus' name, every darkness deceiving you, I bind that darkness in the name of Jesus. Every darkness oppressing you, I bind that darkness, and henceforth your oppression shall end in the name of Jesus. There shall be no more oppressions in your life. You shall no longer be a slave to the enemy. You shall now rule over your enemies in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I decree that the afflictions of the enemy you are suffering right now, I decree that they end now in the name of Jesus. The angels of the Lord shall persecute your enemies. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. As you take time to pray over again all these prayer points, the power of the Lord shall come to you. You shall have face-to-face encounter with the power of the Lord, and your life shall not remain the same again. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. Amen.